Hi, this is Raj Mago. I am Associate Professor of Psychiatry at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia and Director of the Mood Disorders Program there. I have an article in the June issue of Current Psychiatry on how to write a termination letter. The process of termination of the patient-physician relationship is important in all specialties. But for the reasons that I will just discuss, it is especially important in psychiatry. I have been struck by the discrepancy between the amount of attention a psychiatrist will pay to the process of starting the relationship and to ending the relationship. At the start of the relationship, we are all meticulous about screening the patient, educating the patient about the process, performing the initial evaluation, developing rapport. We are careful in what we say to the patient because we understand that what we say to the patient has a powerful impact on the patient's feelings. But in the process of termination of the relationship, sometimes clinicians take less care in how they terminate the relationship, leading to some harm, potential harm to patients. There are two reasons why the process of termination or writing the termination letter is important. One, of course, undeniably, is the medico-legal aspect. And of course, as physicians, we are very concerned that the termination and the termination letter be done appropriately so that it does not lead to any kind of medico-legal risk. And we want to document a clear end to the relationship. That's not where the problem is. The problem is with the other reason why the termination process needs to be handled gently and carefully, which is the patient is still a patient. Even though the patient is ending his or her relationship with you, the patient is still ill, or even if they're doing better, needs to continue their treatment. I often think that the patients that we have skin that is very sensitive to what we say. And things which we may take casually and write in our termination letter can have caused them significant hurt. And we need to be mindful of this process. So from the viewpoint of the medico-legal risk, the tips that I give in my article are that you need to be clear in stating unambiguously that the relationship has been terminated. Do not include confidential information, because when you send the letter, a relative might read the letter or open the letter instead of the patient. Appropriate notice has to be given to the patients so that they can obtain or make arrangements for care elsewhere. And typically a 30-day period is recommended. And I also discussed the issue of how to mail the letter, first by certified mail, and if that is returned, by use of regular mail. And the reason for that is that if you send a letter by regular mail, it is assumed legally that the letter was delivered. While in the certified letter, the patient could decline to accept the letter, or patient may not be available to sign for the letter. But regarding the more important point of how to handle the termination gently and in a therapeutic manner, it is important to not send the patient a form letter standardized for all patients. This is a person who worked with you for many weeks, months, or maybe years, opening their hearts to you, telling you their deepest secrets, trusting you to help them. And at the end, if we send them a dry form letter, can you imagine how hurtful it can be to the patient? On the other hand, it doesn't make sense to use hyperbole, as I have seen in some letters, where the doctor will write something like, "It has truly been a privilege and an honor to work with you." And actually, instead of making the patient feel better, it will have a ring of insincerity and may not be very comforting to the patient. The letter should be signed yourself, not by a staff member, not by a stamp. I would suggest that you should wish the patient well and try to end on a positive note, even if the patient may have exhibited some behaviors that were not very desirable, for example, not coming to many appointments. But keep in mind that, after all, the patient's behaviors in this regard may be a manifestation of their illness itself and does not necessarily mean that the patient is a quote-unquote bad person. It is a good idea to state the reason for the termination in the letter, even though this is not legally required. The reason I say that is, I think that the reason for the termination can be a final therapeutic tip that you give to the patient, a reflection to the patient of their behavior. And we hope that from that, the patient may learn something about how to manage subsequent therapeutic relationships better. And lastly, I would say it is very important to strongly and clearly recommend that the patient get treatment elsewhere. Just because the patient has ended treatment with you, or that you are forced by circumstances to end the treatment with the patient, does not mean that the patient does not need continued treatment. And that recommendation should be made, and some discussion may be made as to how the patient can find another treating clinician and can obtain records from you in order to continue the care elsewhere. Thank you for listening.